Subress.
On demand.
Follow Subress Radio on Twitter and Facebook now. Interview Delight with Pam Sidhu.
Welcome, Smita. It's great to be joined by yourself. And you're here from Newport Arts today.
That's right. Thank you, Pam. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, well, thank you so much for coming along. That is really exciting, actually, because you have been, well, your project, Newport Arts, has been shortlisted for the People's Project Award.
That's right. Yeah, it's from the National Lottery funding, and we have been shortlisted for this People's Project, and the project name is Generation Dance.
A Generation Dance. Well, that sounds really intriguing. Tell me more about Generation Dance.
Basically, Generation Dance, we will be offering the exciting and relaxing series of new workshops to uplift and inspire the over 55, especially the women across Leicester. So we will be offering Tai Chi, yoga, some meditation, poetry, and loads and loads of dance sessions.
Excellent, excellent. So it sounds like you're looking at a person's full well-being there. We're looking at the physical, the mental, the emotional. Brilliant, absolutely brilliant. So this is all happening all across Leicester.
That's right, yes. Yeah, it will be all across Leicester. If you win the funding, then it will be all across Leicester. And again, it's going to be absolutely free for everyone over 55.
Wow, and isn't that great? And a lot of good work is coming out of that, isn't there? Because you're engaging with people, you're bringing different communities together as well, because this is not just for this is for people regardless of background.
Yes, yeah, it's for everyone, Pam. Doesn't matter whether you are dancer, non-dancer, from whatever background you are from, we're going to welcome everyone. So main purpose is to bring the community together. It's connecting communities.
Yes,
I mean, I have done similar project on a very, very smaller scale before, and where different communities came together and you could see that joy, the happiness,
They
especially share their culture and they learn so much about each other. So it's amazing to see that and to kind of see that the passion. There is a language barrier. I mean, few times I work with community where they couldn't speak each other's language. But when you're in the room, you couldn't even feel that because they were so happy. They were like, you know, the dance was like common language.
Yes.
They were sharing their passion for dance and they were dancing and having so much fun, having teas, coffees, biscuits, cakes. So it was just amazing experience.
It sounds like it. It sounds like I want to get myself there, but unfortunately, I don't qualify. I'm under 55. That's no good.
A few more years.
Yeah, quite a few.
Quite a lot.
But talking about the passion, I mean, I'm looking at you right now and it's clear that you're very passionate about what you do. I mean, tell me about your background and the background of Newport Arts, because you have achieved a lot with this project. Despite a lack of funding, you're doing a lot for the community. So tell me, you know, when did you get into this? When did you have the idea of setting this up? And how did it come about?
Well, I'm from originally from India, Gujarat, and I started dancing at the age of probably 6-7, as normal, the young girls go to dance class, and I started, and my passion developed from there, and my parents were really, really supportive and pushed me to do what I wanted to do, so I kind of carried on, and I thought, this is quite fun. Then, of course, when you get married, I actually moved to this country and I thought, what shall I do? And my mother-in-law was really, really supportive. And she says, no, you are passionate about your dance. You should carry on.
Wow, that's excellent.
And same with my husband as well. So thanks to them as well as my parents. And they really supported me. This was like kind of 1988 when I came to this country where I had a sort of language barrier, but I still went out. I tried to find sort of community, went out in the community. I did a lot of free dance performances, demonstrations, workshops in elderly people's home, in schools, community centers, temples, gurudwaras, everywhere I went and kind of, you know, like talked about this dance. And I just wanted to share my knowledge and wanted to share with many, many people my passion. And that's how the Nupura started in 1990, where...
Wow.
We started off with one student, and now we are almost approaching 30 years next year.
Excellent. How many students do you have now?
Now we had over 350 students.
Amazing.
On regular basis.
Amazing.
But if you count like the other school workshops and other places, then there are quite a lot.
Isn't that just a great story to tell? You know, thank you so much for sharing that with us. And I'm so happy to see the work that you're doing. And I saw a little clip of a video as well, actually. And it showed people dancing together, as you've mentioned, from all different communities as you're going for this award. And I really do truly hope that you get this award, the People's for the People's Project, because I think you deserve that recognition. You've done so much work here in the community. You know, it would be wonderful for you to receive this. So tell us, how do we vote? What do we do?
Okay, for vote, you can go to our social media. So that's Facebook Nupur Arts, NUPUR ARTS, on Twitter Nupur Arts DA, D for Delta, A for Alpha, and Instagram Nupur Arts, or you can just go on People's Project website, or just simply type hashtag Generation Dance, and then the video will be there. Clip which came on TV, so that video clip will be there. And you can vote, and now every single vote counts, and now you can hear election and everything is going everywhere. So yes, a vote is very, very important. So please vote for this project so we can help the community. And this is for our community. So it's very important to vote. Now, Pam, there is a deadline. The voting closes on Monday the 15th, coming Monday.
Wow.
By 12 mid-afternoon. So we only got 3.5 days left for the voting.
So we need to stop what we're doing right now and get on our phones or tablets and vote. Now, there is a phone number here as well. Can people use this phone number to get in touch?
Yes, yeah, they can. Yeah, so they can contact us on 07-801-365-779.
And that's great. And this project is actually helping people, regardless of background, bringing communities together. It's especially targeting the over 55s in terms of Tai Chi, yoga, dance, brushing up on technology skills as well, which is crucial, really, in today's day and age, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. I mean, I was working with this generation kind of people and going to different centers, and one of the things I notice is like our kids, or like, you know, we get smartphone from them, we get as a gift, or they just, you know, we buy these things, but sometimes to use these smartphones can be a bit difficult.
Yeah.
And one other thing, like especially the elderly generation said that they really struggle to use, so we thought, why not do some basic technology session where they can learn how to use their smartphone, iPad, the laptops, tablets, so things like that. So that's one of the things which came from our research. And also poetry we will be offering.
Wonderful.
And collecting stories.
Excellent.
Collecting stories. So because this generation has so much stories, they experience, which I think our next generation need to know, and we need to preserve these stories, we need to preserve their life experience. So we're going to do online books as well, which can be shared with many people, and for over the years and years this story can be followed by many generations.
That's great. No, you're absolutely right there, because these stories should be documented, what the generations before us are, what they've been through, their experience. They've laid the path for us. If that path wasn't laid for us, you know, what would we be walking? We wouldn't be using these roads now. So that's great work. Thank you so much, Smita. Thank you for joining us. That's Smita from Nupur Arts, and I can see why they have been shortlisted for the People's Project Award, because this is all about the people, all about the community. So please do go and vote. Now it's time for the messages.